When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
So, Mo, you had the flight from hell.
Oh, my God. I'm going to give y'all a math equation. Imagine spending 7 hours on a 2-hour flight because of 3 minutes. That was my experience.
Because of three.
Y equals MX plus B.
Exactly. That's what happened to me. And I should have known, like, I had a feeling that this flight was going to be different because it was a last minute flight and I was going to try to surprise my mom for her birthday. And because we were forced to take a couple days off due to technical difficulties, it worked out. And last minute, I was able to make this happen, which I was excited about. But the flight just was already weird because there was already delays. And then I saw something I'd never seen before. I felt so bad for this lady that was in front of me because she had a carry-on bag, but I guess it had a battery built in. It was like an older bag, and they made her throw it away.
The bag?
They made her throw her entire bag away to get on the flight.
Where'd she put her stuff in?
So luckily for her, there was someone near that had trash bags, and she literally was forced to take her stuff and transfer it to the trash bags because you can't bring any kind of battery on to a flight.
Apparently it's a fire hazard.
It's a fire hazard.
Because we have those bags that have the built-in batteries that pop up when you, like, the away bags, but you can remove those. But if you can't remove it, then you're screwed.
That was the issue, is I think normally you can remove them, but I guess she had an older version of this particular bag and you can't remove them. So if you ever find yourself in that situation, just know, like, yeah, don't bring the bag that you can't take the battery out because they'll force you to throw it away.
And you'll be going through the airport with trash bags.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm like, so that took a long time for them to figure it out and the whole process. Mm-hmm. So it kind of delayed the boarding and what have you, which that ended up, those few minutes that took ended up being really major in the end because I board the flight and I'm very tired. So I'm like, it's one of those situations where I just can't wait to get to my seat so I can just go to sleep. And finally I sit down and I fall asleep immediately. I was out. And my favorite flight is when you fall asleep and you wake up because the snacks are there and then you fall back asleep, then flight is over. Perfect flight goes that way for me. So I fall asleep and end up, I had to be asleep for at least, I'd say, 45 minutes, maybe even an hour. And I wake up and I'm looking for the snacks. There are no snacks. Then I'm like, wait, where are even the flight attendants? There are no flight attendants. Something feels weird, but I can't really put my finger on it. And what ended up feeling weird was we were still on the ground.
Oh, no.
So I opened the window, and I'm like, wait, why are we? I know we're not in the runway. Like, I thought we would be halfway to where I was going by this point, which we should have been. And it turns out that there was weather, which I hate when they say that because there's always weather, but whatever. There was some form of weather.
But they don't want to freak you out by saying bad weather.
Is that why they do that?
I'm thinking it's more of like a calming, like, just to say there's weather. Instead of saying there's massive thunderstorms, there's bad weather. Because I think a lot of people are already on edge to fly. Mm-hmm. So they just do that so it doesn't freak people out.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
That makes sense.
But you're right.
There's always weather. Right? Good, bad, indifferent. It's all weather.
I'm looking at weather right now. It is beautiful. They're like, there's just one too many clouds in the sky.
So the captain comes on and he says, due to weather, we are not going to be able to take off. We have no idea how long the delay will be. Mm. Bear with us. We're going to try to get you there safely as soon as we can. I'm thinking, okay. Another hour goes by. He comes back and he gives the same announcement. Another hour goes by.
Oh, no. So now you're like sitting there for 3 hours?
Four and a half hours.
Still no snacks?
Still no snacks.
They didn't pass out snacks?
So apparently...
We are offended.
I know.
Give me the snacks.
Where are my Sun Chips?
Apparently, this is why, like, everything that can go wrong, because at about... I think 3 hours, I guess there's a law that you have to let people off the flight if they want to get off the flight. Mm. But they said if you get off the flight, you can't get back on the flight. So you're done if you leave. And they were supposed to bring snacks for the people, but by the time the snacks got there, they had to close the doors because they were finally ready to leave. So we didn't get extra snacks. And when we did finally take off, which was 4.5 hours later, we were in the air and had to circle in the air because it wasn't safe to land. And then right as they were actually about to start passing the snacks that we did have out, I guess it was the turbulence was too much.
Oh, yeah.
So we literally, I was on a 7.5 hour flight that was supposed to be 2 hours and didn't get as much as a peanut or some water.
That's a big deal, and that's worth a voucher. Or something.
Oh, yeah,
flight credit.
Yeah, I called as soon as it was over, and apparently so was everybody else who was on that flight because the wait was too long. But no, I'm going to definitely call them and let them know what my experience was.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing. Like, you can't control weather if the wait's too long, whatever. But you have to have, like, 7.5 hours is a very long time, and there should have been some kind of accommodations as far as, like, a water.
Whiskey.
No, I want something. Some pizza at that point. Yeah.
it's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.